Welcome to Launching the Pilot with your hosts, Brian and Paul.
So here we are, back again.
Back again after public demand.
Yeah.
No, we're still back.
We did nothing.
Yeah.
Swayed us.
Yes. No, the listener didn't demand us back. We've come back anyway, despite you.
The listener doesn't care if we're back or not.
Does anyone care? Has anyone visited the website yet? No, but we have.
Yeah.
But Twittered? Have you Twittered to it? Tweeted? Whatever you do.
No, there's 3 followers now on Twitter.
3?
3.
None of them are me, because I don't use
it. I know. So. I think they're all bots. Twitter bots.
Twitter bots, yeah. It's someone after a vote, isn't it? It's Cameron.
Who do you want to be mayor of London?
Unfortunately, not Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. So this is episode 8.
Yes, season 8.
The new original Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, yes. But still part of our Justice League special.
Yeah, which we did last week, Superman.
Yes, and here's Wonder Woman.
We should have done, Superman, Batman, but...
Yeah, I never even watched Batman either, right, actually.
Yeah, that's a good reason why we're not doing it.
Don't get irate, listener. We can take it or leave it.
We can do any order we like.
You can listen to it in any order you like, yeah. But you won't be able to listen to Batman yet because you haven't done it.
Yeah. Next week will be, of course, Captain America. I don't mind mixing DC and Marvel.
The Furious Five.
Yeah. The Mystery Men.
Yeah. The Red Hand Gang. Take us back.
So this is the Linda Carter Wonder Woman.
Yes.
1975.
Yes, we have to discern this because there's an actual 1974 version.
There is an earlier version.
Kathy Lee Crosby, which I haven't found yet, but I am still looking. So if the listener's out there and got a copy, send it in. Did you use your address?
Or share a link.
Why don't you speak to us?
I think their silence is more
possibly
probably best for us.
But anyway, yes, Wonder Woman. And I'm going to say this, I was adolescent youth at the time. It was fine by me.
She's tall, isn't she?
She was tall. She was actually a former Miss...
She was
Miss World USA. I'm not quite sure what Miss World USA, but I presume she took part in the 1972 Miss World for the USA. So I understand.
And so was her mum.
So was her mum.
Yeah, in Wonder Woman, the one who plays her mum in Wonder Woman.
Oh, right.
She was a former Miss United States.
Oh, well, there you go. See, I didn't find that bit.
It sounds like an insult. And so was your mum.
Well, you threw it in there. A bit nasty. I mean. But yes, she has. I've got a colour picture of her here. She's got it all still. And having watched the episode, I was still quite happy. I made several notes on that.
I bet you did.
But yes, there was an original 1974. Before we start on that, 1974, and apparently she had no superpowers whatsoever, according to the Wikipedia that I'm reading, because obviously I haven't found it yet.
And that's why this was called the new original.
Yeah, to distance itself from it, because she had absolutely no powers whatsoever. Her suit wasn't a suit of any sort. Well, it was a red jumpsuit with blue sleeves with stars on. Yeah, that's the picture I've got. Yeah. And apparently there was an even earlier one, a 1967 version. Who's Afraid of Diana Prince, apparently. It was a 5-minute film that Diana's mother insinuates that she's ashamed of her daughter because she's unmarried.
Oh, how could she?
Yes, I don't know, but it's never been seen.
By anybody.
By anybody, literally, it was never seen. Never, ever seen.
It's obviously a plan. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Yes. Yes, and as I say, then we've got the 1974 film version where she has a blonde hair. Well, she's supposed to have black hair, apparently, in the comic book. She's always black-haired, and the 74 film, she's blonde. And the baddie was Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah, he play, obviously, is he Latino, Montalban,
Abernathy Smith apparently steals some secrets.
He was playing a Greek or something.
I honestly don't know. But anyway, onto the 75 version, the classic version.
What we were happy to watch.
The one we were happy to watch again. And again.
So this is obviously, this was set in World War II times.
Yes.
1942, I think they say it was.
Yes, which is when the comic books are supposed to be set, aren't they? And Linda Carter wasn't happy about this, I found out, after the first series. You know, she kept complaining, why is it always Nazis? So actually, they, in the second series, they brought it up to 1970s.
That's right.
Because to make 1942 was expensive, because they had to get the, you'd think they'd have to get the, the costuming right and things. So they decided to bring it up to date, because it was cheaper to film modern day.
Yeah, and obviously it was all backstage anyway. Yes. Wasn't it? It's filmed.
So. Yes. But yes, so we've got Linda Carter playing Diana Prince, Wonder Woman. Lyle Wagner plays the great person, Steve Trevor.
Yeah.
Now, what a name is that?
Steve Trevor, yeah. Is that two first names?
It's like they can't decide. Apparently, he was considered to play Batman.
Oh, gosh. Paul West.
Instead of.
Yeah.
But you can't have it. Now, is that not like Manimal? Because he was thought to be Batman as well, wasn't he? He was in for the Orient.
Bond. He was up for Bond, weren't he, Manimal?
Yeah, but there was another one we watched where someone was up for Batman.
Was it?
Yeah. I think he was as well.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, maybe he was. Maybe it was someone else I'm thinking of. Maybe it was Batman.
Yeah.
Who knows? What's the point? Who cares? Does anyone listening to me know?
Yes.
But you certainly are. But yes, let's get on to this, yes.
So we start at the top secret Nazi base.
Yeah, I love that. I really do love that. Yes. Now, definitely. So we said three seasons there was of this.
Oh, right.
59 episodes, apparently. But yes. It starts off, I found, with old 1942 Nazi propaganda.
Yeah.
Just footage.
Yeah.
And then we got the 70s colour graphics, don't we? Comic graphics.
It looks like it's supposed to be like a comic book page, isn't it? Yeah. With the boxes.
I have here, for your delicate ears, a transcript of the title song.
Oh, right.
Which I thought was brilliant.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman, all the world's waiting for you, and the powers you possess, in your satin tights, great line, fighting for your rights, and the old red, white, and blue. Wonder Woman, now the world is ready for you, and the wonders you can do. Make a hawk a dove. I've no idea. Stop a war with love. Make a liar tell the truth. Now she can do that.
That's good.
I'm not sure about the hawk part.
No.
Wonder Woman, get us out from under. Wonder Woman. Is there? Wonder Woman, get us out from under. Wonder Woman. All our hopes are pinned upon you and the magic that you do. Stop a bullet cold. Make the axis fold. I mean, Nazi axis.
Axis of evil.
Yes. Change their minds. Yeah, no, it's the lasso again.
Yeah.
If you don't know, we'll tell you about that. And change the world. Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman, you're a wonder. Wonder Woman.
Brilliant.
It was brilliant.
It's like you're reading Keats or something.
It's classic. It's classic. But I noticed when they were singing this in the opening thing, and the line, satin tights, her eyes give a little twinkle.
They do, don't they?
They do, don't they? If you noticed Lyle Wagner, Steve Trevor, his teeth give a little twinkle. I don't know if that's Colgate.
It's a fresh breath for you.
Yes. But, yeah, we go to a Nazi castle or secret hideout.
Yeah.
Which they use cartoon, little cartoon bubbles, don't they, to tell
boxes.
You where you are.
Yeah,
it's like 1942 Nazi secret hideout. And he starts to speak to him, but he tells him
that a pilot comes in, he's speaking German.
Yes.
And then the person in charge says,
it was very camp.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he was camp.
Oh, did you think so? I didn't find that at all.
No, I dare say you
did. I didn't
at least I was drawn to Wonder Woman, and you didn't notice that.
I think right here, springtime for Hitler.
it was, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, well, that was stereotypical.
I couldn't work out if it was meant to play it that way. Or...
I've no idea.
No, I couldn't. It was sort of jovially played in some parts, and that's not.
Yes.
But then, this last night's part coming, they're speaking German.
Yes.
He says, no, don't speak German. Our plan is too valuable. We must speak in English.
I've made a note of that. Tells him to speak in English for security's sake.
Yeah.
Surely German's better, because I couldn't understand German.
No.
But we later find out it's is it Hans or whatever it is, his mate, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a double agent.
He's a double agent who clearly can't speak English.
Yeah.
Who, if our memory serves me out, and I don't remember who the person is, and I'm probably here somewhere, is the man from the Blues Brothers.
Is the one
who plays a Nazi.
Neo-Nazi leader, yeah. It's the same guy. Yeah.
It's the same guy. It's just pigeonholed as Nazis.
He looked like a Nazi to me.
Yeah.
But of course, he was a good guy in this, really.
He was. He was, and, obviously, they...
I mean, it's quite obvious, isn't it, from the start?
Yes.
He's a double agent.
Yes, I mean, they tell the secret plan in German, and, we'll call him Hans, because I can't remember his name now. He attaches a message to the most obvious polystyrene pigeon you've ever seen.
I'm sure you don't catch pigeons in a net like that.
No.
Like a fishing net.
No.
It was very much catch that pigeon mentality he was going for. Yeah. He catches the pigeon.
Any minute now, the Muttley's going to turn up.
They're in the coop already. They can't go anywhere.
No. No, definitely not.
Yeah,
so it's so polystyrene.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable. But the pilot is now left
to go on his secret mission to bomb not the the docks.
No.
His objective is somewhere near the docks and making a super bomb. But he wants them to think they're going for the docks.
Yes.
I can't work out.
I was a bit worried at first because I thought he can't surely fly all the way from secret hideout Germany.
I was sure he was going in a blimp.
Yeah, I thought he was in a blimp. But he's not, was he? He was apparently in a Messerschmitt. But it looked like a Messerschmitt to me. But
yeah, because they said the airship is ready.
Yes.
And he says, all right, I'll fly to this. But he didn't get in it. Should be going up.
He got into a plane. But I was worried he was flying to America. But he wasn't directly, was he? He was going via South America.
Yeah.
Which, because it did worry me how the pigeon got there first. But then I thought about maybe, you don't see it, but maybe the pigeon just flew next door and they just happened wireless or something and Morse coded it.
Tapped it in.
Yeah. You don't actually see that. But it did worry me for a moment.
Yeah, and of course, because the pigeon makes it to America way before this pilot.
Yes, no, it didn't worry. Well, you don't know. He gets the message.
You don't
see the pigeon. You just
says, you don't know. This is how he gets the message.
No, we don't guessing. Know. We don't know. We presume.
There's lots missing from this bit, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're guessing. Really.
And
so this goes to Mr. Trevor.
Well, yeah, what wasn't he's captain a bit.
Yeah,
he was the most limp-wristed. I couldn't work out.
I thought he was above him. Then I thought, no, he's supposed to be in charge of him, isn't he?
Yeah, he's above Trevor.
Yeah,
but I couldn't work out what uniforms they were wearing because they're supposed to be Air Force,
sort of.
Yeah, sort of. But I couldn't quite work it out because he kept going on about the naval yard, and I went, well, that's the Navy.
Usually.
Oh, yeah. The clue's in there.
Maybe they like to swap shifts every so often.
But anyway, we find ourselves in Steve Trevor's office with Marsha. Wow, there's a dodgy character, Marsha.
She was very outspoken for a secretary, I thought.
Well, she was very friendly for a secretary. Well, maybe that, maybe not. But yes, yeah, so I thought that.
And she was clearly, she was supposed to be a character or somebody, because they were obviously pushing her to the forefront of the scenes with Trevor.
Yes, yes, yes.
So obviously she was going to come up later.
Yeah, you kind of knew. And I put here suddenly, it goes back to Nazi secret base, and they found out that the Americans had found out
about his plan.
But now Hans can speak English.
Yeah.
Because they were speaking English to each other.
Yeah.
Well, we presume for the TV reason, because obviously we can't speak German, but it did confuse you for a minute.
Yeah.
And he tells him earlier to speak English for secrecy, and now these two are speaking English.
And then he was his right-hand man, his hands. So maybe he trusted him.
Yes,
to speak English. But yeah, see, he worked out that they know the plan that this other pilot is going to attack.
Yes.
And he says, I hope he doesn't fail, otherwise I will have to go myself.
Yes. They learned, Steve Trevor is clever, they learned that he's going to have to intercept him from Washington.
Yeah.
And the place they're going to intercept him is over Bermuda.
Triangle. The triangle is mentioned.
The triangle is mentioned,
I suppose in the 70s the triangle was a big thing.
It was a big thing, yeah. Yeah.
Even though it's 1942.
You can come back. Triangle, if you're out there, come back.
Yeah. We miss you.
Yeah, come back.
But the reason he wants to shoot him over the triangle is because then the Germans won't know that they knew he was coming.
Yes,
because the plane will just disappear.
Yeah, there's a lot of uncharted islands and things over there.
And they say it might be weather conditions over there.
Yes.
And so the Germans won't investigate too much. Oh, he just disappeared over here.
Yeah.
And they didn't know the plan, so they can't be a double agent.
What's wrong?
I think is what the logic
was. I believe it was in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Then we get back to the pilot. Now, I thought he was casually flying along. I've got here. I mean, I've never seen anyone so casual. He was like whistling away.
Yeah,
he was quite happy, wasn't he?
It's a long flight.
It's a very long flight. There's no flight attendant with him.
Especially when you're flying yourself,
Yeah. But and I've got here German laughing to himself.
He was, wasn't he?
He was, wasn't he? He was more than happy.
Yeah.
He was more. And Steve. Steve Trevor. Still, I can't get over that name. It doesn't seem right. Turns up, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And we go to old black and white footage.
Gunfight footage, yeah.
Is this the footage that George Lucas used later in Star Wars?
Couldn't it? I did sort of lose track of the fight.
Well, the German seems to open the window.
Yes.
It's plain. There's a little breeze. There's not much of a breeze. There's a little breeze. And he looks out and puts his flying goggles on.
At first, it looks like Steve's got the advantage.
Yes.
General pilot's got the advantage.
Yes.
Then no one's got the advantage.
Well, they decide to drive into each other.
Yeah.
Or drive, fly, whichever.
That works.
And they parachute really badly.
Really bad.
It's really badly, isn't it?
And they see each other parachuting down, don't they?
They start talking almost, don't they?
They draw guns on each other. And this is when Steve is shot.
Obviously, they're right next door to each other.
Yeah. I've
no idea, because like you say, the Germans shoot Steve
twice,
yeah.
Twice was the teller, wasn't he?
Yeah. Who's on first?
He shot once.
Who's on first base?
He shot twice.
Yeah, and Steve drifts to an uncharted island, we're told. Don't know what happened to the German.
No, he's never mentioned again.
No, I don't think we see him again, do we?
No, sharks. Sharks.
Oh, that's right, yes. Badly. He looks down, he thinks he's happy, he's laughing because he shot Steve, yes.
But then he looks down, the sharks are swimming just around him.
Yes.
Not around Steve.
Not around Steve. Well, Steve's drifted for miles. We don't know where Steve's gone, but yeah.
So, like, man of all, like, sharks in the water.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe it's Manimal's dad.
It could have been. Could have been a crossover series there.
Yeah.
Well, they missed that one.
And that's it. That's the last you see of the pilot.
Yes. Steve drifts and lands on Uncharted Light Island, where I put, where the girls run around in negligee.
That's why I noticed that one. They certainly did.
They didn't they? Yeah. No wonder everyone wants to go there.
And of course, the island's name is Paradise.
Where we find that out later, yes.
I think, does it come up in a little bubble or something?
Yes, I think it does, yeah. Paradise. Uncharted Island, something now is Paradise Island. So we didn't, it's not Uncharted because we know it. They declare it's a man.
Yeah.
They kick him on the beach.
They've never seen the man before.
No. I've got here the Linda Carter, as we know her, Princess Diane, whatever.
Yeah.
She picks him up and holds him close to her chest. So close he gets a good look. If he's faking death, he's doing a very good job.
Oh, God. I knew we were going to go down here.
That's what he said as well. Because if he was dead, Either that or he was, yeah, he should go see the German back at the secret Nazi base.
Yeah, this island's never been found by anyone before in over a thousand odd years, isn't it? A thousand years.
I've got it, she picks him up and runs while carrying him.
Yeah.
Clearly a dummy, because it's the stiffest person I've ever seen. Yeah.
Let's go back.
The stiffest body.
Yes.
Laid flat. He's not dead. He's obviously not dead.
And obviously she's Wonder Woman, so she can just pick him up. No problem.
Yeah, and she runs to basically a super fortress. This is just this giant fortress sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
On this island.
Fortress of not solitude, because it's full of people.
Yes.
And this is, isn't it, a mum says, ooh.
Yeah, we were enslaved by the Greeks
and the Romans.
Yeah.
And so I decided to leave. Just like that.
Not like that, like that.
Just like that. I'm leaving. That's it.
But it begs to differ. Where did their daughter come from? How? No, I know a bit of biology.
She's supposed to be old, isn't she?
Well, no, she's supposed to be old.
She's supposed to be old, like 1,000 years ago. So she'll be said.
Where's her dad? What, the CSA may be involved in this.
It was quite a bit of back payment. Yeah, maybe back payment.
There's a few drachma there, I'm telling you. Half a denarii for a nice story.
Yeah. That's to pay for the island. Twice over.
Yeah.
It's
never mentioned.
And obviously, she's been there thousands of years, and she stayed that young.
Yes.
And her mum stayed... Old.
Yeah, I didn't get that. But I also know that mum still gets faults for men.
Yes.
Did you not notice that
she sort of...
longing back sort of look in her eye, wasn't there? Yeah. Well, they weren't all bad.
Yeah, but she thinks men are just warring...
Yes.
Savage, really.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll go with that.
And she said they return once they realise men aren't like that, but of course they still are, and
yes,
war on.
Yeah, yeah. But I say that poor old Steve Trevor is dead.
Yeah, presumably. They believe he's dead, and they have a quick drink.
Well, I think it produces a wine bottle and cups from nowhere. Obviously,
he's expecting it one day.
Well, possibly a la Hulk.
Yeah.
Jar, spoon, egg pan.
Nothing up the sleeve.
No. But he was very familiar with the secretary, wasn't he? Everyone was quite close.
So Steve and her were going out for dinner, weren't they, at some point?
Supposedly.
Before the mission.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, so Steve's dead. They have a quick drink. That's all they do. I think it's reported in the newspaper, isn't it?
Yeah, but... I've got... Luckily, the captions keep telling us where we are in the world.
Yeah, moments later.
Yes.
A moment... At the same moment, or moment later.
Yeah, it was bizarre the way they wrote them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thus in city, weren't it? Thus in Washington, this is happening. And it was like, what? Yeah.
Everything happens in a moment.
I then got... Mum was rocking on the harp with tin foil for a crown.
Yeah.
The crown was a bit dodgy. There was some dodgy dangly bits on that. She was giving it some on the old harp, I know that. And then the best part for me.
It's the...
The Buxom tournament. That's what I've got.
It's a montage of tournaments, isn't it?
But I've still got the Buxom tournament beginning.
Running, jumping. At first I thought they were all blindfolded while they were doing this.
I put that for some reason. They all seem to be wearing Robin face masks.
But it's just masks.
Yeah,
for some reason. But I don't know why.
No, I couldn't work out why.
We should go back a step, because obviously Wonder Woman... What's that? Has she got another name on the island? Princess, they call her, don't they?
Wonder.
Yeah. she's not allowed to go into the tournament.
No, because they decide that Steve Trevor must go back.
Yeah, someone's got to take him back, so they're going to have this tournament to determine who's the best, who's the brightest, who's the bravest.
And Queenie doesn't want...
Princess isn't allowed.
No, she's being sent off to the...
She says, oh, well, I'm going to go to a different part of the island.
Yeah,
Summer Palace. On the island that's completely summer all the time.
Yeah.
Looks of it, she's going to the Summer Palace.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what the negotiations look like on that part.
No idea. Very colourful.
Yeah.
But yes... But I'm still saying the Buxom tournament.
Yeah.
Because there was an awful lot of jumping going on.
There was.
And what I've got here, the overdubbed cheering. yeah. when there was clearly male voices in the cheering. I don't know if you can know.
Yeah.
It wasn't just women cheering. There was men. There was a lot of deep women there.
There's not any women here, is there?
No. I'm just checking. Yeah. But yeah, I've got it. Overdubbed cheering clearly was male voices, or was it some very dubious deep females? But it's a tie. We've had everything. We've had lots of women jumping over things. No idea why. And pole vaulting, and we've had discus, we've had javelins. And it's a tie between these two masked heroes.
Yeah.
Clearly we know which one's which, but
one with the blonde wig is tying up.
And they've got to sort it out. And the only one that can sort it out on a very peaceful island is to shoot people.
They've been on this island a thousand years, yet they have a gun.
Two guns.
More than one.
Yeah.
Which
I thought, well, how can you have guns on such a peaceful island?
Yeah.
And one presumes, one's very posh, they haven't left the island for thousands of years. So where did they get the revolvers from?
Yeah, I did. I thought this.
But anyway, they decide they're going to shoot each other because they can deflect it with their bracelets, can't they? Speed and bracelets. But I put here, they deflect them, but no one seems to get hurt by the ricochets.
No. They stop dead in their tracks, the bullets.
Yeah, apparently so.
And of course, the two up for Diana doesn't get shot. She deflects the bullets fine. The other one gets...
slightly grazed.
I'm not sure.
Shot, but yeah, she didn't get shot. There's no blood or anything. It's just like she's hurt. Yeah. You broke a nail, sort of thing.
Sprained her wrist. So many kids.
And Diana pulls off the wig to reveal she's it's Wonder Woman. Well, soon to be.
I mean, she's given a belt and a lasso of truth.
Yes. Yeah, she. Though she wears a crown, but. She never explained why she wears the crown.
No.
She should say it's just a lasso. And also, an invisible plane.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the invisible plane comes into it a lot for me.
The invisible plane with the... It has soft jazz.
Right.
It's a soft jazz sort of orchestra as it flies.
Well, I've got here... She's got the classic Wonder Woman outfit.
Yes.
Which fits her very well. Just
I mean, it starts off with a skirt. But then her mother says, if the skirt is too cumbersome, mini skirt, if it's too cumbersome...
I thought we were going to go into Bucks Fizz making your mind up there. It was very similar.
And then she just took it off straight away.
Yeah.
But apparently that's what happened in the cartoons.
Yeah, but apparently she's indestructible.
The
outfit is indestructible.
Yeah.
But the outfit only covers certain parts of her. Yeah.
Doesn't cover a lot.
No, I'm not sure she's got an Achilles heel or something.
It looks like swimwear, isn't it?
It is swimwear. It's not good, yeah. The invisible plane.
Yeah, she sticks Steve in the plane with her.
Yeah, now I've got this. I've got this covered here.
Yeah.
Because she's talking to him. Now, clearly, to me, he's looking up between... because where else is he? This is the other part. The invisible plane... apart from the fact you can see people sitting in it and a gear stick in her hand. But everything else is invisible.
Yeah.
Now I'm not sure about this. There's a design fault here.
You're questioning the science behind this.
I am, because she is clearly talking to him.
Yeah.
But when you see a picture away, a faraway shot, he's laying down behind her.
Yes.
But she's looking down at him,
yeah.
Which surely means he's looking up. There's only one place he can be where he's looking up. But I just wanted to
maybe because he's not wearing a seatbelt, every time she tilts the plane back, he slides to the back. Every time she tilts it forward, he slides to the front.
It's possible. It's possible. But
yeah, the plane seems to have no way to have fuel or anything.
Well, no.
It's supposed to be a jet as well, an invisible jet.
Yeah.
In World War II,
Well, I get that.
I know they're advanced.
They've built this fortress.
They've got revolvers.
They are advanced. We're not knocking there. But there's a design fault. You can see them. I'm sorry, but you can see. I'm not worried the plane was a bit dodgy graphic, but you can see them.
It takes me back to the classic episode of Rugrats. but one of them was Dotted Line Girl. Said, how did you see me? Well, you were Dotted Lines. It's going to be like, how do you still see it?
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
I will go with that. But the thing is, she lands the plane somewhere. We don't know. That's what I've
never mentioned.
It's never mentioned.
She picks him up and runs to the hospital with him.
Surely, it begs to differ. She's landed the plane. No, we'll say it's an airport. We'll go out on the limb here. She's landed the plane at an airport.
Yeah.
Suddenly, two people have appeared out of nowhere. Because you can imagine being there on ground control, you know, thinking, oh, it's nice over there. Nice bit of patch of land. Hello. Where did those two walk from?
It could have been like Star Trek, couldn't it?
Quite a field.
The Voyage Home, yeah, where they land the invisible.
Well, we don't know if it's got vertical takeoff.
I don't know, because you don't
see it.
It might not have had wheels. She might have just ditched it in the water.
Well, she uses it a bit later, so I'm guessing.
She didn't, yeah.
I'm guessing that she didn't ditch it.
Yeah, or refuel it. Yeah.
Yeah, or refuel it. But anyway, she picks him up and carries him to an armed service hospital, as you do.
Yeah, well, it's lucky she knew where it was.
Well, it is lucky. It's the only place she could find, clearly.
Yeah.
And it was open.
And she said to the nurse, take care of him.
Yes. And again, I've got it. Clearly, he is rigid when she's running. It's clearly a shop tailor's dummy, isn't it?
Very clearly.
Badly done.
The arms just waving all over the place on this dummy, yeah.
But when she gets there, he's a bloke.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got superpowers.
Well, she has. That's what proper powers. That's what the crown does.
Yeah.
Turns people into dummies. For carrying.
But yeah, but here she turns up at the hospital. The colonel is so un-army, which is true.
Yeah.
And everyone stares at her outfit.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand that. I hide it on freeze frame. what we've got here?
Well, then she goes out and walks on the street, don't she?
Yes, that's what. Yeah, everyone's staring at her because she's walking along. And.
In more or less a bikini.
Pretty much. I mean, they're liberal, the Americans, I'll give them that.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be walking along like that.
Yeah. And then she goes to a clothes shop, doesn't she? And one woman beckons her.
Yes, and she tries on an outfit and she thinks she can just leave.
Yeah. She says, oh, thanks for the gift. She says, no, you've got to pay for that.
Money?
What is money? She knows what the hospital is, but she's not a clue what money is.
No, none at all. And she can buy a plane.
Yeah.
Now, you'd think Mum would have said, back in the old days, they used money.
Yeah, even Rome, they used money.
Yeah.
Romans and Greeks, they used money.
They used money.
They used bartering.
Yeah.
Did she not think she could barter? Couldn't she put a few sheep on that plane?
We don't know. We don't know. But I've got here, she uses bracelets to pose. I may have shot forward a bit there.
There's a bank robbery.
Well, yeah, I think that was it. Yeah, the bank robbery. They were pretty poor bank robbers. No wonder they got caught.
No, they weren't very. One of them won't shoot because she's a woman.
Yes.
But the other one's quite happy to shoot.
Yes, lots. Yeah. Lots of times. And she uses a bracelet. Again, by standards, quite clearly. Fine.
Same. Yeah.
No ricochets whatsoever.
She throws the bank robbers round a bit.
Yeah.
The police turn up.
Yes.
I did notice the bank manager was actually Mr. Ators. A to Z from Star Trek.
Oh.
Star Trek episode.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
You've noticed that.
That's the only other thing I've seen him in, I think.
But, yes, as you say, there's bullets everywhere, no wounds, no one's shot. And he gets one bullet wound, I've got here. Someone got shot. Someone I've got here, he has one bullet. Oh, I know. Sorry, I'm skipping again. She gets picked up by the, what are you going to call it?
Theatrical agent. Red buttons.
Yeah, red buttons, yeah.
Oh, but don't remember the police say, oh, you've got to stay around to fill in reports.
Fill in forms,
and she goes, but they're the criminals, and I've got to fill in reports.
Yes. Now, she knew all about that.
Yeah.
Still not about money.
Yeah.
Not a thing. But then, where was she going to put the money? She doesn't have a lot of room in that outfit. Maybe Mum didn't design the purse. But yes, so she gets picked up by Red Buttons. He says, fantastic, you know.
Do you want to make some money?
Yeah,
you don't make some money with this.
Yeah.
It's just this story will hit the
headlines tomorrow.
Yeah,
and we can go on.
We can cash on it. Yeah, we've got to get ahead of this. You know.
Yeah, and so she likes the idea of making money. But in the meantime, she's then gone back cleverly disguised, I thought, as a nurse.
It didn't recognise her.
I didn't see it.
Don't know where she got the outfit from or anything.
But this is where Steve Trevor seems to have a lot of wounds all of a sudden.
He's got his eyes are covered.
Yeah.
For no reason. He was shot in the shoulder.
Yeah. And I can understand the eyes were covered because they didn't want to see where Paradise Island was.
Yeah, but now
he's back home.
Yeah.
And he only got shot once. That's right, he got shot once, but he's got wounds all over him.
He did get shot twice,
was it twice? I thought it was once. But okay, I'll let you have twice, but he's still, there's a lot of wounds for one, for two bullets then. And you say his eyes are covered up for whatever reason. But yeah, clever. But now she's now going to do the theatrical turn.
She decides she would like some bit of cash.
Yeah, Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And
I think it's a less aggressive sort of Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, I'd like to put Ant and Dec or something in front of that. Yeah. In fact, all of them. I don't care who they are. But so he shoots the bullets. Now these bullets go through the steel wall, I noticed.
Yeah, steel. Yeah, for a big wall, he said, this is a steel wall. To prove the guns aren't fake, I'm going to shoot this wall.
Yeah, but they go through the wall.
Yeah, through the wall. Poor stage crew.
Yeah, I'm not sure what bullets he was using.
Yeah, this is the only act they're going to do, is people going to shoot her and she defect the bullets.
Yes.
That's the act.
Again, people in the audience are quite safe.
And also, they're quite happy to get up and shoot.
Quite a few of them are.
There's no hesitation in...
No, shooting a woman.
Yeah.
But it's clearly got a bikini on. So we've got a sniper, isn't it? A marksman steps up first.
He was a Marine.
Yeah. Oh, you can't knock a Marine, can you? Not as good as the SAS, but yeah. You can't knock a Marine. Well, you can.
But he's a sharpshooter, so, you know, he's got qualifications for shooting.
Yeah, but he didn't go.
No, he didn't get up.
Didn't go. That's what I'm saying. Back to the SAS.
That's good.
There's someone else. I can't remember who that is then.
But then we notice the... Secretary
Marsh is in the audience. Marsh is in the audience.
Ooh. And she's sitting next to an old granny. not a set up old granny at all. And old granny's got a big bag with her, and she says,
I'd like a go. Yeah, I'd like a go. Oh, come on, old lady, I've got a gun that I'm used to.
Yeah.
It's a machine gun.
Yeah, it's a Tommy gun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Tommy gun, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
And Red Button steps in this,
Go
for it.
Yeah.
And of course she fires and then
she deflects all of them. Right. Absolutely all.
And there's like a weird cut as she moves her arms and stuff around, isn't it? It's really strange.
Yeah,
but she deflects the machine gun completely.
Stop motion sort of cut.
And Marsh is, she's not happy.
No.
But then she has to pretend that she's happy.
Yeah,
everyone's cheering. So she goes, I better blend in.
Yeah.
So Wonder Woman's looking at her.
Well, she's blended in so well so far.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's coming. Obviously now I've got the German has decided.
Yeah, I've got springtime for Hitler.
Yeah. he's going to have to take over because they know that the original pilot has disappeared.
Yes.
Don't know where, but he's gone.
They think he's been shot down.
Yes. So he's going to have to fly to America.
Yes.
Which he does.
Yeah.
Now, Steve Trevor has woken up. Now.
Yeah.
Now...
And he realises what the attack is now, doesn't he?
Yes, he's clever like that.
It's worked out that they're attacking this building to do these special bombs and not the harbour.
So, he calls in a cab driver.
He does speak to the office first, doesn't he?
Yes, Marsha.
Marsha.
Yes.
She's trying to put him off a little bit.
Don't you run that, Marsha. But yeah, he decides he's got to drive back to the office. And the cab driver picks up, who was the mum from the Goonies?
Oh, see.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, she was the mum. The bank robber mum.
Oh, well, yes, right, yeah.
Yeah. Fine looking lady.
I remember him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
he's going to the airport, isn't he? He's going straight to the airport.
He is.
To get the plane.
But the baddies are there already.
Because Marsha knows.
Yes.
So she's informed her crew, who happens to be Red Buttons, is one of them.
Yes.
Is a secret double theatrical agent that the Nazis would employ.
Yes. Dastardly marsh of Nazis. So they park this van across the road, and obviously the cab driver runs off. And so he has to fight these three people. Yeah. Clearly stuntmen.
A very upper, obvious stunt. There's a huge fat guy who goes really thin with long shots.
Yes. Yeah.
Little host.
Yeah. But he's doing all right.
Yeah, he's winning. It's three guys.
But in the end, they
jump on top of him and knock his head on the rock.
Yes.
And he's out cold.
He's gone.
He doesn't have much luck with Steve, does he?
So
Steve caught by Nazis. Yeah.
Yeah, which is not the nice way to be caught.
They decided to give him truth serum, don't they?
Yes. Yes. That's not good. But he won't give up.
No.
He's clever. He's been trained. He's fully trained. He won't give up truth serum.
But Marsha thinks, oh, he trusts me. He knows my voice. So I can get the information we need.
But I've got a little bit in the middle there that's very important. Diana realises Steve's gone.
Yes.
So now
she goes back to the hospital, didn't she?
Yes. So what can she do?
She spins. And changes. First time.
Now, it was her. It was her idea to do that.
Yeah.
It was Linda Carter's idea to do it. Yeah, apparently, it's supposed to be the lasso. She uses the lasso and whips it up and down herself, as cowboys do.
Oh, right, that.
And she will change as the lasso goes up and down, but she couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, it's a bit odd.
So she came up with, why don't I just spin on the spot?
Yeah, and the music.
And they used it, and then later used it in the comic books, apparently.
Oh, right.
And it's all from her idea of, let's just spin on the spot, which was very clever. So, yes, she's now Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I've got it. It's 57 minutes 39 spin change. It's an important moment.
It is a very important moment, yeah. But we've then got Wonder Woman turns up at the office looking for Steve, but Marsha's there.
Yeah, but Marsha's going through the safe, isn't she?
Yeah,
she's down the portrait of the Wahoos and power.
Yes.
And the safe's behind there, she's looking. Because obviously, Steve reveals all the numbers, the combinations of the safe, and the truth serum.
Yes, to her, because he trusts her. And Wonder Woman's rumbled her.
Yeah, says, what are you doing in here? Why are you looking in that safe? She could say, oh, it's part of my job and I work here, and you don't know me.
Because you've never seen me before. But
she doesn't know.
But she says, don't worry, because I'm a judo champ. And I've got here the worst cat fight ever.
Yeah.
Because it is so bad.
It is poor.
It is very poor, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's so much glass where they throw each other through windows and doors, but nobody gets cut.
But she almost wins a couple of times.
At one point, I thought it was a man in drag.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was because I've got...
Yeah.
Because stunt doubles are not the actors.
No.
I can't stand, you've got to have stunt doubles.
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, if they get injured or something, then that's the whole series.
Yes, because Marsha's Stella Stevens, I believe.
Yeah.
And I know she was quite a big actress in the 60s and that, because I know she's in one of my Dean Martin... I can't remember what spy movies that Dean Martin played.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's in one of them. And I understand.
But they use men.
Yes.
It's just weird.
Yeah, it's bizarre, but they do.
Yeah. And the fight goes on far too long.
Yes.
So of course.
But there's no one else in the office.
No, and they're smashing everything to pieces. I mean, it's like one of them just walks into the office. There's no security on the ground.
No, there's no one there. There's glass.
It's really smashed. 9-to-5 office.
Nobody still turns up.
Yeah, not a secret headquarters.
But finally, as you would expect, Wonder Woman beats her up.
Yeah. And this is the lasso comes out.
Yes, she uses the truth lasso for the first time.
Yeah.
You get to see this.
Yeah.
And, well, it's not the greatest thing in the world, but it works. And she gives a speech about women.
Yeah.
How Marsha is, just terrible, downtrodden women, and Marsha's not.
Nazi herself.
Yeah.
Terrible how they treat their women.
Yeah. Probably. And all this.
Although she's been on the island for 1,000 years and. Have you once heard this story, surely?
Yeah. Maybe to get the paper.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe it's Sky News.
Yeah.
But then, first time apparently ever, it was never done before since, she can mimic her voice.
I've got voice change, I never knew she could do that.
No, apparently they only ever did it in the first series. Oh. No one knew she could do it. Yeah, she mimics Marsha's voice.
Because they're going to kill Steve at 12 o'clock if she's not back. And she just rings up and says, oh, don't kill him, wait till 1.
But now, I've got here, Wonder Woman gets back into the invisible plane. We don't know where it is, because the next minute she's flying. And some of the best CGI ever, as she sticks it to the German, I've got it.
Oh, right. So, yeah, she flies in a jet to intercept the German, who is, you know, springtime for hitting the German, the police boss. But his plane seems to have no glass in it.
Yeah,
as he puts his hand out the window on several shots. Yeah.
And she then boards his plane.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure how
that works. No, I thought I must have missed a bit. Yeah. Because suddenly she's on his plane.
Yeah, well, she sort of brings her plane down on top of his, doesn't she?
Yeah.
But somehow the invisible plane's got a magnet on it or something.
Yeah.
She doesn't say release grappling hook or whatever, but she just seems to stick to his plane, as you say. She's then on his plane and she beats him up and then mimics his voice.
Yes.
So she can do men as well.
To the U-boat, because he's got a run.
Yes.
The U-boat's going to take all the Nazi spies away, everybody, But then she turns and decides to blow it up instead, doesn't she?
Yes.
Because she gets the U-boat to surface.
Yes, and she flies the German's plane into the U-boat.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
She doesn't care about human life.
And, well, then she gets to Steve, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She finally gets there.
Where she has to fight the bad stuntman again.
Yeah, the really bad stuntman. And she beats them all up.
Yes.
Steve, still blindfolded.
Yeah.
Spends most of his time in this one blindfolded. And she beats them all up, and obviously...
Doesn't she deliver the Nazi to the police?
As well? Yes,
she does.
She does. She drops them on the doorstep. It's late at night.
Yeah.
They want forms filling in, as you do.
Yeah.
She's again, she says,
fill some films in it.
These are top Nazi spies.
Yeah.
And that's it. She's gone. And the next bit, suddenly, she's now the new
Marsha. I like the way they go, because Steve's talking to his boss.
Yes.
Or whatever. He says, "Yeah, no more sexy secretaries for me to take my distraction. I just want someone dull and plain."
Well, I've got just the girl for you.
Yeah,
she's a plain petty officer, whatever.
So dull. She's got glasses.
Superman glasses. I've got you.
Yeah.
Because clearly, it's just a pair of glasses.
Yeah.
it's her.
Yeah.
We see her. We all know who it is. But then again, Steve has spent most of the episode with Cardona, so he probably doesn't know.
Under influence of Trunks.
Yes. And that's it. It then fades to a cartoon drawing.
Yeah.
And then that final scene becomes a drawing, and then we just get the 70s
music
and drawings again. It kind of replays the whole thing, if I remember, in drawing format. And that's it.
Yeah, that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
The first episode of the cut up Wonder Woman.
Yes. And, well, what do we think of that?
Well, I quite enjoyed it.
I can't say. Very tough, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I know what you're watching.
But we're not going down.
I enjoyed it on an artistic.
I know you did. I don't know. No.
No, but I watched it and I only think I nodded off once.
I did actually nod off.
It was quite long.
It was long. Trust me, there's longer ones coming.
Yeah,
apparently, she's named as Marcia, the bispectral yeoman first class.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. How she's got this grade, I've no idea, because she's got no sectarial skills, what we imagine, because she's been on the island, Paradise Island, where they don't need a sectarian. She's a princess.
Is that Marcia you're talking about there?
Oh, Marcia. Yeah, no, yes. Marcia is now, and then she turns. Marcia's gone. Sorry, he said Marcia, wasn't it? It was Marcia. Now, bispectral yeoman first class, Diana Prince.
Yes. How she gets on the records and. She's got papers.
Yeah. Apparently you can just walk in to 1942 American Air Force with no background check.
You say she's very bright and she passed all the tests.
She did. On very short.
Top of it. Yeah, but this is next day.
Yeah, I know.
She did this overnight.
Yeah, so there's no background checks or anything. And she just seems to walk straight in.
Yeah. But they don't like a lot of time to set up.
No.
Yes. Checking notes.
Yeah, I was just checking notes here because apparently this is Wikipedia, so
it's wrong. It's all lies,
right? Yeah. In the first season, her younger sister, Drusella, turns up, aka Wonder Girl.
Oh God.
Well, never mind. But anyway, so yeah, overall, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't terrible. It's like 75, so it's very colourful, isn't it?
It's very, very colourful. Very colourful. There's a lot of making sure that, you know, I am former US Miss World. So it was a lot of young men's perfect dream, this was.
Yeah. Her acting was okay.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Seen much worse.
Yeah, we have seen much worse. Much worse. Except it's colourful.
She's no Bill Bixby, but you know.
Thank God for that. He wouldn't have been the same.
Yeah.
No wonder Steve Trevor kept hiding his face. Is he gone yet? Is he gone? You told me Bill Bixby was going to play it.
What rating would you give this then?
Oh, I'm going for an 8. Because I quite liked it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think 8's a fair viewpoint for this one.
Yeah. I don't.
If it was entertaining enough, it would have been too long.
No. No. I mean, it is the only adaptation of Wonder Woman. They've never done anything ever since.
No, no.
Cartoon series, but.
Yeah, Josh Whedon really wants to do a new TV series. Then he wants to do the film.
Well, we're saying that, but there was a Wonder Woman pilot, wasn't there?
There was.
And I have seen that. And that was quite good. And it was tongue-in-cheek because she's head of a company, isn't she?
Mm.
And they make Wonder Woman dolls.
Oh, right.
No. She, yeah, yeah. Did you never see it?
I never saw it.
Oh, it wasn't bad.
I know the outfit was wrong or something.
Yeah, that's why they canned it. Yeah. It's bizarre because she was now. Everyone knew, I think, she was Wonder Woman, bizarrely.
Yeah.
I'm not quite trying to recall it. But she was head of a company, and this company made toys and that, and they were actually marketing a Wonder Woman doll. And she actually got to give it her approval, whether it was aesthetically right and that. But it was canned because the uniform didn't have the red, white and blue stars and stripes.
So,
which, okay, it seems a bit strange, we'll just change the costume.
Yeah.
And then when you've now seen Superman versus Batman, the Justice League.
Yeah.
This is the dawn of the Justice.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it.
As it's more Amazon armour.
Yeah, Amazonian. Yeah, and it's got no traces of red, white and blue in it whatsoever. So, there's got to be more to why they cancelled it, but it's out there. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. The girl, I can say I can't remember. I've got no notes on it, but the girl that played it, it wasn't bad.
All right,
it wasn't bad at all.
Might have to catch that.
Yeah, but they only ever made the pilot for it, and it got canned straight away.
It was not commissioned.
Yeah. Yeah, say the listener may be American, so I can't really slag off America, but they do tend to do this a lot.
Yeah.
They get a pilot and then go, no. or make 3 episodes, a la Bionic Woman.
God, that was awful.
I know, I didn't watch, but and then can that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's bizarre why they do this.
Manimal, 8 episodes.
Yeah. Couldn't can it.
There's no justice in
no.
That, is it?
Yeah. You can't can that you're the manimal.
He'll be back.
Possibly. Right back after these commercials.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Manimal. We'll return.
Yes.
Manimal.
But yeah.
So how long was this on for? Have you on that? How many series?
3 seasons, 59 episodes, plus the movie pilot.
Yeah. And did they explain the jump to the 70s?
Yeah. No, but hold on, I will check my notes. I know, she was extremely peed off with it always being in the 1940s and always the Nazis. And so they decided that it was too much. Period pieces were generally much more expensive to produce. When the necessities like the sets, clothing, automobiles, blah, 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 blah. So they decided to bring it to the modern day because it's cheaper.
And who survived? She survived, obviously, it's Wonder Woman.
Yeah, he survived.
Yeah. I remember him in it.
Yeah, as soon as I saw him, I thought, I remember you. I remembered her, but I remembered him.
That might explain the 20-odd year gap between the two.
It says here, Princess Diana aging slow. Not the Princess Diana. I mean, you know, not doing a, not, you know, not that die. Not the people's princess. No, not getting to that. Aged slowly because of her Amazonian nature, returns from Paradise Island some 35 years later, looking virtually the same. As you say, how he keep the same, I've no idea.
And also, didn't her mother tell her, well, if you leave the island, there's no guarantee you'll keep your age?
Yes. Thing. Well, obviously she didn't, because how did she get old?
Yeah. Well, she might be old when she went to the island.
She'd have to bleed it old, wouldn't she? I mean, she did age. She obviously wasn't using her Nivea, or whatever they use nowadays.
Just kidding. IMDb.
Oh, he's leaving the room. I'm left to my own devices, listener. Now's the time. The truth is out there.
I'm going to get you all now.
No, now we're going to tell the truth. The truth is going to be there.
I just come to fix the plumbing and now I'm not allowed to leave.
He makes me do this. He's putting something into my Coca-Cola. Something's in there.
It's Pepsi.
Pepsi. He's lured me in with that as well.
I said it was.
I can't tell the difference.
All I said, would you like some Coke? He said, I'd love a quick sniff.
Yes.
Yeah, because there was a big jump, isn't it? I do remember it. Well, I used to watch it, that there was this jump.
Yeah, I'm going. Wikipedia doesn't say that's why they did it. I don't know how they did it. But they certainly did it.
Without special effects.
Who needs special effects?
The first season was all Nazis, wasn't it?
It was all Nazis, and that's where, say, Linda Carter got really peeved off. It's always Nazis.
And season two is the change.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Return of Wonder Woman is the first episode of season two.
Ah, well, there you go.
And if we look on some trivia facts, there aren't any.
It says here, speaking strictly, Linda Carter was the only cast member whose character continued into the second and third seasons, aside from a brief cameo appearance of Major Trevor in Diana's flashback when she first encountered his son and framed photograph of him seeing the younger Trevor's Officer Crescendo or something.
Oh, this Junior. Colonel Steve Trevor Jr.
Well, there you go. It was also got here in season one that Diana Prince admits and reveals her secret identity to her sister, Drusilla. Well, surely the sister knows who she is.
Yeah. This is a surprise to me. We came from that island. And you're Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Mother needs to. I need to have word with mother. But again,
you know, Linda Carter had £25 left in her bank account when she got the call that she'd landed the role of Wonder Woman.
Mind you, £25 back then, people, would have brought you an island.
What, 9.42? £25 would have brought you them flares, the big ones.
Yeah. What we got here? Mega Dolls would produce the Wonder Woman, Diana, Prince, Queen, Hippota, and Nubia. Who the hell was Nubia? And Steve Trevor. Oh, the Steve Trevor doll must have been a seller.
You've got to have a Steve Trevor doll.
Yeah.
With bandages.
Face mask.
Yeah.
I believe the last episodes, I've got something on here, that it was three episodes or something, and they put it all together. And they brought out a comic in 77, actually trying to carry on the second season. But there's not much trivia here.
It says Linda Carter was unsuccessfully tested for the first Wonder Woman TV movie. Well, Kathy Lee Crosby,
yes,
starred. So she did try for that one, but wasn't successful.
Yeah, it says it here that they dropped. Obviously, they dropped it, and they moved the Incredible Hulk to the Friday 8 o'clock slot, and introduced a new series called The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh.
No further Wonder Woman work produced.
Well, all no further entertainment.
Yeah. Mind you, Daisy Duke's short. That's a different thing.
Did you like this episode? An episode entitled The Velvet Touch. Don't get excited. Involved toxic makeup, but was unfilmed because Linda Carter was a spokeswoman for Maybelline at the time.
Yes, I've got here Maybelline, because Linda Carter can actually sing, can't she?
Can she?
Yeah. It says here that After her first musical television special, Carter gave up the role to focus on more of a singing career. Mm. Oh, no, she can. Yeah.
Right, I'll have to look up some of that clips. Yeah. Must be somewhere.
I know I don't want the CD for Christmas. Yeah.
But what you want, no, irrelevant.
No.
I'm sure I can do it. Well, you've got the Bill Shatner collection, so
yeah, that I don't mind. There's some good songs on there. He does them badly, but there are some good songs on there.
Common People.
It's only because I gave you the Gary Wilmot Sings CD.
So did we rate this one?
Yes, I just I think I gave it an 8, didn't I?
We both gave this an 8.
Yeah. So, we did enjoy one.
So it's in the Doctor Who film, not for me, not as good as Spaced, and for you not as good as Spaced.
Yeah.
But 5.5.
Is it not?
No.
Give it 0.5.
No, it's set in stone now. Set in pencil. You can't erase pencil.
That is what are we going to watch? Well, obviously we're carrying on with the Justice League.
Yes, right.
And we've got three characters left, so it's only two of those three.
Yeah. So we said we'd do Batman next.
Batman, yes.
Adam West, pure West. Oh, Batman.
10 out of 10. This is already a 10 out of 10 for me.
No, it's going to be good. The Riddler is his first villain, isn't it?
Yes.
That's good.
And well, the Flash.
Flash.
We'll go with it. We'll go with the Flash.
The 1990s Flash?
Yes.
So if people are following on, then they want to watch that.
Yes. Yeah. It's still out there.
It's still around. I think it's on YouTube as well. I think you can find it.
Yes, it is out there. But we'll tell you more about that next time.
It's, yeah. Batman.
Yes, Batman.
This one. Yeah, we're terrible at Indians, aren't we? We should just suddenly cut.
Decker, Frank.
Hello, Miss Decker.
Hello.
I'm Captain Frank Drebin. I understand you've had a pretty rough time.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Cigarette?
Yes, I know.
Well, do you feel up to any questions?
I'll try.
Where were you when all this happened?
I was right here at my desk working.
And when was the first time you noticed something was wrong?
Well, when I first heard the shot, and as I turned, Jim fell.
He's the teller, Frank.
But Jim Fell's the teller?
No, Jim Johnson.
Who's Jim Fell?
Well, he's the auditor, Frank.
He had the flu, so Jim filled in.
Phil who?
Phil did. He's the night watchman, Frank.
If only Phil had been here.
All right, now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Twice came in and shot the teller and Jim Fell.
No, he only shot the teller, Jim Johnson. Fell is ill.
Okay, then after he shot the teller, you shot twice.
No, I only shot once.
Twice is the hold-up man.
Then I guess I did shoot twice.
Well, so now you're changing your story.
No, I shot twice after Jim fell.
You shot twice and Jim fell?
No, Jim fell first, and then I shot twice once.
Well, who fired twice?
Once.
Now, he's the owner of the tire company, Frank.
Okay. Once is the owner of the tire company, and he fired twice. Then twice shot the teller once.
Twice.
And Jim fell, and then you fired twice.
Once.
Okay. All right, that'll be all for now, Miss Decker.
Now, we'll need you to make a formal statement down at the station.
Oh, of course.
You've been very helpful. We think we know how he did it.
Oh, how he couldn't have done it. He hasn't been in for weeks.
Well, thank you again, Miss Decker. Weeks.
Saul Weeks. He's the comptroller, Frank.